The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com.
Rand Paul finally had an interview, gave an interview yesterday with Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner. And I know Paul Bedard from a number of years ago. He's a great journalist. And the interview was fascinating. And Rand Paul is still struggling to breathe and talk. Six ribs being broken.
The crap beat out of him.
He sure did.
Crowbar or something?
He sure did. He was attacked from behind. It's been 10 days now.
So he's mowing his lawn. He's on a push mower or is it riding mower?
He's on a riding mower.
And the guy comes up from behind him and whacks him with a crowbar.
Beats the crap out of him.
Also, that really happened.
I don't know. I was asking you.
I'm like, did he hit
as far as I know,
crowbar?
It was not a crowbar.
Because breaking six ribs, I mean, I would think you would have to really go at the guy to break.
I mean, first of all, it takes cojones to try to go after somebody while they're on a riding lawnmower because you make the wrong say, your toes are gone.
Well, I believe he was getting off, and I understand what you're saying, but I don't think Rand was actually, I don't think the lawnmower was going at the time.
Oh.
But he suffered six broken ribs, cuts on his face, fluid buildup in his chest. You know, he said the pain is great. No kidding.
Yeah, right.
He's 54 now, so you don't.
Oh, he's no spring chicken, is he?
Well, to get beat up like this?
Believe me, I understand.
I mean, when you get beat up like this at any age, it takes some time to heal.
Yes, it does.
But in your 50s, it means a lot more.
What?
And trust me.
So you don't get stronger as you age?
Trust me. No, you do not.
Your bones don't get like...
No, you do not. When you falls affect you a lot more.
Like fine wine, you age nicely.
Falls and getting your butt kicked affects you a lot more.
Man.
Does Jeffy look like a fine wine to you?
Yeah, he looks like a fine barrel of whiskey.
Now, you said they share a property line? He hadn't talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the claims about the landscaping issues were all crap. Bull.
Wait a minute.
I know.
About to say that it was politically motivated, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because
wouldn't want that.
His attorney, the neighbor, René Bouchier.
Ah, he's French.
Was charged. He's charged with fourth degree assault. $7,500 bond, but his attorney keeps claiming that,
he came over to discuss the roses.
Oh, no. Look, it was not politically motivated.
Look, the trees between our, you got to do something about these trees.
It was not politically motivated. However, Rand Paul says, I'm not really too concerned about what someone's motive is. I'm just concerned that I was attacked from the back and somebody broke my ribs and gave me a damaged lung, where at least for now I have trouble speaking and breathing.
I really want to know the details. Mm-hmm. Why hasn't there been any details released?
Because he hasn't given it.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two people that know what happened.
Really? Haven't spoken to the cops? Been, the cops didn't, you know, take reports?
Well, yes, but Rand Paul is, you know, keeping it quiet because he's taking this guy down. He's going to file. I mean, they're going to court. He's going to take him down. I mean, that was his whole point of...
I thought don't you have to give the cops an account of what happened? Don't they interview people and you have to say...
I'm sure that there's, well, in theory, there's a listing of the events that happened, but the cops can't release it. I mean, if it's...
I just really want to know what went down damage to happen to Rand Paul. That wasn't just a scuffle, you know?
No.
No, it was not. But Rand Paul is not... You're not going to release the information from the senator.
Right.
I mean, Rand Paul's like, look, we're going to do criminal prosecution. We're going to prosecute the guy, and shut up.
Yep.
This is private information. Yep. And I know that it's public information, but it's probably not public on an ongoing investigation. You're so used to getting that information.
They always give it out on like CSI Miami. Yeah. I mean, you always get that.
Yeah.
Right up front. Within 45 minutes.
Yes.
Usually in the first 10.
See, NCIS Gibbs never gives it out.
No.
See.
Not initially. He has to work for it
a little bit. We get it all out, right? I mean, we're used to seeing it on television. We're used to having it solved in an hour. And we're used to being told the information in real life.
Yeah.
You know, what's so frustrating about the Las Vegas shooting too, right?
The information
is in. I don't want to get into
that rabbit hole.
But it is a rabbit hole right now. Huge rabbit hole.
Yeah, huge.
I mean, it's unbelievable that it's a rabbit, the rabbit hole that it is. But I'm just saying, we're so used to that, getting information and having it out there for us to get. I mean, we're getting information now about things that happened 30 and 40 years ago about people. And yes, we're horrified by it.
Yeah. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself and included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.